Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I'm going to have a PowerPoint, as soon as they get that up, on the Lord's Shepherd. And, of course, Christ Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And how does that go together with Easter? Are we going to be able to get it? Yep. So we're going to be talking about this window here and the sheep and Jesus the Good Shepherd. There we go. The Good Shepherd. Now, in the Old Testament, it's all about the King David, right? King David was the great king and the great prophet, and God needed a house. And David wanted to build him a house and said, I want to build a place for you to live. And, of course, King David wanted to be the one to do it, and God said, well, you're not going to be the one, but I'll certainly let your family build the temple of God. And so King Nathan, or the prophet Nathan, let him know all that. And so this is 975 BC, about 1,000 years before Christ, right? And in 2 Samuel chapter 7, King David went into the tent and he sat in front of the Lord. The tent was a tabernacle, the temporary tent, right? The temporary tabernacle, the temporary dwelling place of the Lord. It was a tent. They'd put it down, they'd put it back up, they'd move, they'd put it down. Well, when they went into Jerusalem now they had a permanent place. They wanted a permanent dwelling. They wanted a building for God. And, of course, the prophet Nathan says, you're going to be the one to build it, your family. And then King David asks the question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I that you would choose me? Who am I? A shepherd. I took care of sheep. And you plucked me out of the sheepfold and you made me a king. Who am I that me and my family get to build a dwelling place for the house of God? Who am I that I get this great rich blessing from the Lord? And then we ask the question, who are you? Who are you? Who am I, Almighty Lord? He asked, and why is my house so important to you? The house, we're not talking about a physical house like we might think, but the house is more the house of David, the lineage of David, the family of David, the ancestry of David, my house, my people, right? The royal lineage, the house of God. What does a house of God mean? Have you ever thought about that? It's strange language. Are you going to come worship in the house of God today? Right? What is that house of God language? It's the ancestors. It's the people. It's the fellowship. It's the heritage. What is church? Took me a while to find this one. I had to put it together. I took a picture. I took this and put it up there, and then I found a picture of Jesus and imposed it on the person, because the church is the temple of God, right? Christ lives in us. Now, this is where we tie in the resurrection of Jesus with the Good Shepherd. If Christ had still been in the tomb, there's no way that there would be a house. If Christ were still in the tomb, there's no way there would be a people. If Christ were still in the tomb, there's no way he could be alive to live in us so that we could come to the house of God. You've spoken about the distant future of my house. Almighty Lord, This is the teaching about the man. The man. Who's the man? You say, Jesus. That's a good answer, right? It's all about Jesus. Almighty Lord, this is the teaching about the man. You've done this great thing because of your promise and your own desire, and you've now made it known to me that there's going to be another shepherd king, that there's another going to be another king of kings, the good shepherd, the eternal house of David, and the man will be in charge of that eternal house, that eternal family, that eternal lineage, because the tomb is empty. We sing in the hymn, my table thou hast furnished in the presence of my foes, my head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. We read in Psalm 23 that we're the sheep of God's flock. Now, we don't see it here, but we have a painting down the hallway right outside the youth room. And if you look closely at that Good Shepherd painting, you're going to see in the midst of all the sheep, a black sheep. One little black sheep. And you think, what's that black sheep doing there? What would you think that black sheep is? The one that went astray, the 99, right? And that's the problem with sheep. They stray. And so Jesus is constantly calling us back, return to the Lord your God, return to the Lord your God. And how do you return? You repent. You turn from your sin, you turn from your brokenness, and you return to the Lord your God. And you don't repent unless you realize you've broken the commandments, right? And so we realize, we learn the commandments, and we learn their ways, and yet we can't keep them. And then Jesus says, I still love you, I'm the good shepherd, come to me. And then we repent and we return to the Lord your God, because we're the flock, going the wrong way. The Lord is my shepherd, we say in Psalm 23. Of course, this psalm is one about dying. What happens when we die? My shepherd's with me. That's why we read it at funerals. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Right, I won't lack anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. He makes me holy for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. God blesses us and we overflow. The house of God overflows with what? Mercy and grace. Surely goodness and mercy. I call them the hounds of heaven, right? Because they're just like hounds. Everywhere I go, there's mercy and grace, you know, following me. Surely mercy and grace will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell forever in what? The house of the Lord. So David and Jesus are bound together in prophecy. David is a type, a shadow of the coming Christ, and Christ is the fulfillment of the king and the shepherd. And so the royal house was laid out in history. King David's royal house. He was the king of Israel in history. And one day in history, another king would come to set up another royal lineage, the people of God. Who is like your people, Israel? Again, when you think of Israel in the Old Testament, I want you to think of the church, the chosen people. Who is like your people, Israel? Israel is the one nation on earth that God came to free in order to make it its people his own, to make his name known, and to do great and wonderful things for them. You created the people of Israel to be your people forever. And you, Lord, became their God. Now, Lord God, keep the promise that you made to me and to my house forever, as you promised. You, Lord of hosts, Lord of armies, God of Israel, have revealed it especially to me, saying, I will build a house for you. The house, the temple, the dwelling place of the Lord. And Jesus comes in his human flesh, in his body, the incarnation of Christ. And he comes and he says, in 3 days, they will destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. They thought he was talking about the temple. And Jesus answered and said to him, what sign do you plan to show us since you do these miracles? And Jesus said and answered to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I'll raise it up. And so we have Easter, and we have the Good Shepherd. And we have the house of God. And now because Christ is dead, he lives in me. And it brings us to Holy Communion. Take my body, drink my blood. The word in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 is to participate, to share in the blood, to share in the body. The body of Christ. The house of God. And the man is coming again. The man is coming again. The good shepherd is coming again. And when he does, he's going to establish his eternal kingdom, his eternal house forever and ever. So Holy Communion is a celebration of the good shepherd. Holy Communion is a celebration of that body, that blood, the body of Christ. And we come together, the house of God. The people of God. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will. Goodness and mercy shall follow me, surely shall follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Almighty Lord, you are my God, and your words are trustworthy. You promise this good thing. Now, please bless my house so that it may continue in your presence forever. Who am I? Who am I that you would choose me? Who are you? Lost and wandering sheep of Israel. You have a good shepherd who is alive and he's called you. The house of God. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Amen. And now may this, the word of God, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus and to life everlasting. Amen.